Finally this week, you know there are many who just don't stick around Bristol Bay long, and we're going to wrap up with a story about one of them.
My name is Lasana Lahner, and I am the staff veterinarian at the Seattle Aquarium.
Okay, this isn't a story about Dr. Lahner, but about one of her patients, or tenants, or let's just say one of the marine mammals currently under her care. A sea otter who came to be known as Mishka, which is Russian for little bear, was found in Port Moeller in July 2014. Now Mishka lives at the Seattle Aquarium, where she has actually been making some national news since the summer on account of a rare medical condition and unique treatment that aquarium staff like Dr. Lahner have helped to provide. I spoke with Dr. Lahner to find out more about that, but first I asked for a little of the story on how Mishka, the Port Moeller sea otter pup, came to live at the Seattle Aquarium.
Yeah, so she was actually found when she was quite young in a fishing net in your neck of the woods. And then she was rehabilitated at the Alaska Sea Life Center until she was old enough to come down here. And then I actually traveled up to Alaska and the Sea Life Center and transported her back down to her new home in Seattle. And we're very happy to have her here.
That's good to hear. Well, before I ask you about the change in Mishka's health over the summer, let me ask how she's been as a member of Seattle's aquarium. Is she playful? Is she popular?
Oh, she is a popular little girl. She is such a sweet little sea otter. And, you know, she is very playful, and we were super excited to get her to our family because we have another young sea otter as well who was really harassing the older crew. So we have three sea otters that are between 12 and 18 years of age, and so that's kind of like in human years, 50 to 70. And then we had this little girl who we have this little girl who's two going on three. So it's kind of like having three people between 50 and 70 and then a 10-year-old. So now we have two 10-year-olds and they are having a blast. They are, anytime you walk by, if they're not sleeping or grooming, they're tussling and playing, and it's just absolutely adorable.
They also make quite, I would almost say, an annoying noise, do they not? I remember seeing videos of Mishka somewhere. And it's kind of a high-pitched
yes.
sort of a...
It's the pup scream.
Okay.
Yes. No. Well, luckily that noise is not something we hear, you know, anymore. But that is a noise they make in their first 6 months or so. Sometimes they make it after that. But it's kind of like a baby crying, essentially.
Oh,
and they grow out of it. But it is an incredibly high-pitched noise. They don't hold back. They've got some serious lungs on them.
Okay. Let's come to August when Mishka's health changed quite rapidly, I understand, and it wasn't exactly clear why or what was happening at first.
Correct, yeah. So I received a call from the animal care staff on August 22nd that she just wasn't doing well. And actually, between the time they called me initially and then the time I responded was able to get there, she was having trouble breathing, and it started to get worse. And so by the time I arrived, she was actually in what we would call kind of an asthma attack. But at the time, I didn't know it was asthma. You know, we don't, that's not the first thing you jump to when you have a marine mammal in respiratory distress. Typically, you know, more common things like pneumonia come up. So I did a complete workup on her and did chest radiographs and listened to her lungs with a stethoscope and all the same things that you would do for a human. And surprisingly, I came to the conclusion that she actually has reactive airway disease or asthma.
And this is somehow tied to, or perhaps triggered by, the wildfires that you had in Washington as well as we had here in Alaska over the summer.
Yeah, exactly. So it was that weekend that the air quality in Seattle was actually deemed unhealthy. Not only unhealthy for sensitive groups, but just plain bad. You know, we'll never know whether Mishka had perhaps asthma beforehand or whether this actually was the trigger for asthma.
Okay. So as I understand, you've been able to train Mishka to use an inhaler, and this may be the first instance that that's happened.
Yeah, you know, and I can't take credit for that as the veterinarian. We have some amazing animal care staff that has put a lot of time and effort into working with her, and it's all through positive reinforcement that Mishka has learned to breathe into a little mouthpiece that's an inhaler. This is the first sea otter diagnosed with asthma, and so we're actually using a face piece that is modified for cats, and it's working quite well. She's taking, I think, around 5 to 6 breaths now into her inhaler, so we're thrilled with her progress, and this has just happened over, you know, a short 2-month span that she's been able to learn to use an inhaler, so we're very happy with that.
How long do you expect a sea otter like Mishka to live, and what's her prospects there for the remaining years of her life at the aquarium? Will she continue to have friends and perhaps even romantic companionship throughout the rest of her time?
Well, she has no clue she has asthma at this point. She is frolicking and playing and diving like a normal sea otter. And sea otter, the females, live anywhere between 20 and 25 years on average. So we expect her to have a long, healthy life and very well-controlled asthma.
Very good to hear. Well, it's nice to have an update on one of our ambassadors from Bristol Bay. And Dr. Lasana Lahner from the Seattle Aquarium, thank you so much for the update.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.